It's Friday, July 26th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Thursday, aiming to close the remaining gaps in a Gaza ceasefire deal after months of fruitless negotiations. The Biden administration believes the gap between Israel and Hamas is narrow enough to be closed if certain issues can be worked out, a senior administration official said. Optimism had built recently about a deal to pause the fighting in Gaza after Hamas showed flexibility on some contested language, and Israeli security officials said the time is right to reach an agreement that would bring home some of the October 7th hostages still held in the Palestinian enclave. In other news, Russian and Chinese warplanes were intercepted off the coast of Alaska by U.S. and Canadian fighters Wednesday, marking the first time strategic bombers from the two U.S. adversaries have operated together near North America, a U.S. official said. Two Russian Tu-95 Bear and two Chinese H-6 bombers flew into the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, a buffer zone in international airspace, the North American Aerospace Defense Command said. The flights, which came as close as 200 miles off the Alaskan coast, were the most recent sign of growing military and security cooperation between Moscow and Beijing. It's the first time that we've seen these two countries fly together like that, but they did not enter our airspace, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters at a press conference Thursday. The Russian and Chinese bombers all took off from a Russian airbase. NORAD, a joint U.S. and Canadian command that protects against air threats to North America, said the Russian and Chinese planes didn't enter U.S. or Canadian airspace and were not seen as a military threat. The U.S. closely monitored and intercepted the aircraft, Mr. Austin said. In world news, a Philippine oil tanker sank in Manila Bay early Thursday after encountering huge waves, leaving a crewman dead and 16 others rescued in a late-night operation by the Coast Guard. The force was also assessing whether the vessel was leaking oil in what could be a major spill that could reach the bustling capital. The tanker Terra Nova left Bataan Province with about 370,000 gallons of industrial fuel oil stored in watertight tanks. When it got lashed by huge waves and took on water, the crew struggled to steer the tanker back to port, but it eventually sank shortly after midnight. "We are racing against time and we will try to do our best to contain the fuel so it will no longer leak out," said military spokesperson Rear Admiral Armando Balilo. Meanwhile, Mexican drug kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada was arrested by U.S. agents Thursday after a high-ranking Sinaloa cartel member tricked him into flying to Texas, Mexican and U.S. officials said. Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was on the same plane and also arrested, a Homeland Security Investigations official said. Zambada founded the Sinaloa cartel 3 decades ago along with El Chapo Guzman and leads a faction of the cartel which is considered to be the leading smuggler of fentanyl into the U.S. The U.S. had offered a $15 million reward for information leading to his arrest. U.S. prosecutors in February filed an indictment charging Zambada with conspiring to manufacture and distribute fentanyl with knowledge that it would be imported illegally into the U.S. And First Lady Jill Biden visited some American athletes at an Olympic training center in Paris on Thursday, wishing rugby and track and field competitors good luck and even taking part in a stationary relay drill with runners. Mrs. Biden arrived in Paris a day before the Summer Games opening ceremony on the Seine River. She will watch athletes parade on a flotilla of boats Friday after a reception with French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte. After the opening ceremony, Mrs. Biden will speak at a brunch to commemorate the opening of the Games and celebrate the 2028 Olympics being held in Los Angeles. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.